All right, we're back here at the Bay College Gym. It is halftime. The Bay College ladies taking on Grand Rapids in the first round of the regional tournament. And one of the old ladies on our team.
Hi, Jack.
Emma Rutter, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. She enjoys being interviewed like this, folks. When I told her she was being interviewed for this, she was like, yes, I couldn't wait. I was hoping you would have me.
Something like that.
Well, anyways, you're used to me by now, and you know what? You're used to a Bay College uniform. You've had quite a lot of memories, haven't you, in that uniform?
Oh, yeah, a lot of really good memories. I'm very grateful to have been here and played as much as I have.
And two sports?
Yeah, well, coming on three, I'll be playing softball in the spring now, so.
Is Todd forcing you to do that?
No, he encouraged it, but...
Well, why not, right? I mean, you couldn't stay away from Todd for 6 weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, anyways, talk with me about your 2 years here and how you feel you've grown in everything you've done.
Oh, I mean, coming into Bay, I had a lot to learn, and let's just say I learned a lot, and especially this year, I feel like the growth, especially in basketball, has been just crazy for me, and I'm hoping to just continue with that and continue working with Coach and finish off our season well.
What was it like for you to be a part of that first volleyball program? I mean, literally starting from scratch.
I mean, that will forever be a great memory. There's nothing like being part of a very first team, and now that legacy will just continue, and I can always have that. So,
all right, compare Coach Porath and Coach Cicchetto.
I love them both. They both have very different personalities, but actually kind of similar coaching strategies. Like, I've learned so much from both of them. They're both very intelligent in their field, and while one's a little bit more quiet and reserved and one's a little bit louder and out there, I like them both, so they've both been awesome, and I'm really blessed to have had them as coaches.
Well, especially at the JUCO level, you don't always see that level of coaching, right?
Oh yeah, we're super blessed here. I mean, coming to a JUCO, you never know what to expect, and I think we really struck out, or not struck out, anyway,
you did. You struck it rich. I'll put,
yeah,
okay.
Struck it rich.
Speaking of strike it rich, if you got a dollar for every time Todd yelled at you, how much money would you have?
Oh, I'd be a millionaire at this point.
I joke with him about that a lot. He doesn't try to hide it either.
Yeah, no, I'd rather have a coach that yells at me, though. He's definitely made me better for it, so.
When you played Grand Rapids last time, it was very unpleasant. The ending was, anyways. We won the game, but how do you fight through, wrong word, that kind of situation where you have to keep your cool, and it's really hard, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty mellow person. They definitely play kind of dirty, but I think as long as we just keep our heads straight, we have a lot more to lose than they do. So if we can get out with no injuries, healthy, and with a win, that's a win for me.
That Mid-Michigan game wasn't very pleasant, was it?
No, not at all. I don't like losing.
But on the other hand, as Todd just said in his interview, it probably wasn't a surprise because you hadn't been playing quite as well, and maybe that kind of woke you girls up to, you know, kind of focus a little more.
Yeah, I think it's good in the aspect that we learned from it. I came into that game pretty prepared just because, like I said, I don't like to lose, but even though it was kind of disappointing, I think we definitely learned from it, which is good.
What would it mean for you, Emma, to go to the national tournament and be able to play there on that floor?
That would be a dream come true. I mean, everybody wants to go to the national tournament, but I think we really have a chance. So I'm hoping we can just get these next couple wins and we'll be there.
So how are things going for you? What are your plans after you get out of here?
Right now I'm looking at UW La Crosse. I am going to continue on with PT. So, just, yeah, wherever the wind takes me, I guess.
Well, depending on, yeah, let's hope the wind is blowing the correct way for you.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, lastly, talk with me about this group of girls. And you guys have had to really learn each other. Everybody's got a different personality. But as the season went on, it looked like you guys got so tight.
Oh, yeah, we have a really good group of girls. There's been virtually no drama, and I love every single one of them. I haven't had a single problem with anybody, and I think we're more like a family than anything.
All right, Emma, give you a shout-out to all of Elder County, I'm sure.
Yep, my Elder County people, old teammates, my parents, my grandparents, rest in peace to my grandpa and my team.
All right, go get them.
Yep. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Emma Rutter, everybody, in our halftime show. More coming up from here at the Bay College Gym after this 3-minute timeout in the regional tournament. Bay College Radio is Maverick 106.